This goes to Scott Kastening, Kastning, PAC, fax 989-842, and leave the rest blank. I don't have the rest of it. 842-1110. The patient is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, middle initial K, Stahl, S-T-A-H-L. Date of birth, September 5th, 1947. Dear Scott, this is a consultation for Mr. Stahl, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, but with an increase in creatinine level and decrease in kidney function in January of this year. But he has had abnormal kidney function since 2017. He's a 75-year-old male patient with a history of severe atherosclerosis. He's had multiple cardiac catheterizations with a total of 5 stents placed. And he did have a very bad heart attack in 1992 and required administration of the TPA. He did recover from that very well. He's had labs checked in January of this year, and his PSA level was elevated, greater than 4. And so he has also been referred to the local urologist, Dr. Liu, L-I-U. And he'll be seeing him in April for the elevated PSA and as well as benign prostatic hypertrophy. The patient does report that he saw his cardiologist in December. He was having severe headaches at that time, and his blood pressure was elevated. So he was restarted on very low dose of lisinopril, 2.5 milligram once a day. And that did control his blood pressure and eliminate the headaches. But then he did have lab studies done in January of 4th of 2023, and creatinine had jumped from baseline between 1.3 and 1.5 up to 1.8. And potassium was 5.1, high normal. But that increase may have been a medication effect, so it will be repeated, and we will see if that's stabilized or has continued to rise. He has no other symptoms currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He was having nocturia 2 to 3 times a night until he was started on terazosin, 2 milligram at bedtime, and now he only gets up once a night, so that has helped. No edema unless it's summertime or during travel, and with his legs down for extended periods of time, he will have edema of the lower extremities. No numbness or weakness, no excessive joint pain or muscle pain, no rashes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease with a myocardial infarction in 1992, hyperlipidemia, colon polyps, proteinuria, and recent elevated PSA. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopies. He's getting them every 5 years currently. He's had multiple cardiac catheterizations with 5 stents placed. He had double hernia repair and right knee surgery after an injury many years ago. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Drug allergies, or review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Pravacol, 80 milligram daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, Isosorbide, 30 milligram daily, nitroglycerin sublingual, 0.4 milligram, rarely used, aspirin, 325 milligram daily, terazosin, 2 milligram daily at bedtime. Lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily started in December of 2022. Physical examination, height 66 inches, weight 168 pounds. Pulse was 55 and regular, respirations are 16. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 68. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 4th of 2023. He did have a 24-hour urine for protein. That was actually done 1/13 of 23. And that just shows very very small amount of protein at 260 gram per 24 hours. So that's actually microscopic range. And he had a urinalysis that day also, negative for blood, and it did show 30-plus protein. PSA level was 4.7. 1/4 of 23, creatinine had increased to 1.8. His sodium, 138, potassium, 5.1, carbon dioxide, 26, albumin, 4.2, calcium is 9.5, liver enzymes are normal. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 118, again, microscopic range of microalbuminuria. His hemoglobin A1C was 6.2. Then the next creatinine level was 9/14 of 21, creatinine 1.5, estimated GFR 46. January 4th, 2021, creatinine 1.5, estimated GFR 46. September 11th, 2017, creatinine 1.3, GFR 55. And August 4th, 2017, creatinine 1.4, GFR 50. So kidney function has not been normal for several years. And we also have a kidney ultrasound, also bladder, but no post-void bladder. That was done January 23rd of 2023. Right kidney was small, 9.4 centimeters, no cysts, masses, or hydronephrosis. Left kidney also small, 9.6 centimeters without masses, cysts, or hydronephrosis. The bladder was normal in appearance, and the pre-void volume was 147 ml, but no post-void bladder volume was measured. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with worsening of creatinine in January of 2023. Possible medication effect or secondary to the resumption of lisinopril, even the low dose could cause an elevation in both creatinine and potassium versus obstructive uropathy. We will be scheduling the patient for a pre- and post-void bladder scan in ELMA. To check on that. He's also going to see Dr. Liu as scheduled in April of this year because of his elevated PSA. And three, he has atherosclerosis, and that's most likely the cause of the chronic kidney disease. We do want to have him get labs done this week and then every 1 to 3 months thereafter, and he will have a follow-up visit in this practice in 2 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.